And we're back at the HR Tech Conference going on here in Las Vegas, Nevada, joined by Corey Kirk with Osseo Data. And Corey, thanks for stopping by the booth here.
Hey, thanks for having me. This is a real treat.
Yeah, so how are you enjoying the convention so far?
So the convention thus far has been very good for us. The amount of traffic here, you know, we're coming here to strengthen relationships with some of our partners. So it's very convenient for us to have them all in one place. So we come here with a plan, we can walk around, we can talk to them, and we can also assist our clients with some of their needs that are here too as well.
Okay, let's talk about what you guys do. Osseo Data, what do you guys do?
Osseo Data. Well, funny enough, a lot of people ask us, where did the name Osseo come from? And our CEO actually used a term from Harry Potter, which is an Italian word, Occhio, which means to summon. So in this instance, we are a custom software company, and we build an engine for background screening companies. So we build this SaaS platform that is client-facing, that is helpful to the candidate, and also integrated with multiple partners. When I say multiple partners, people who are providing this data for the actual background. So we've got companies out there who completely focus on background screening. We are the engine for that. So our clients are what we call CRAs, or credit reporting agencies, background screening companies. So they use our software, and our software is integrated with multiple partners. We have data providers for criminal data, motor vehicles. We have employment and education verification. Things like, we have integrations built into the IRS. So for example, if you are being background screened and they're asking for your employment history and you tell me you've worked at three different places, I can go see via your login for the IRS. We can look at actually your W-2 and your 1099s, and we can see what that information is. Very easy, it's consent-based, but these are some of the integrations that we work with. So we basically focus on our platform, we support our platform, and we have hundreds of satisfied clients around the globe.
How long has the company been around?
So the company's been around 20-plus years. Our CEO, Barry Bowes, he started early on with integrating coding, and so we have everybody under one roof. We have all of our support. We have our fleet of engineers, we have sales, we have customer support, marketing, our compliance side. It's a great team.
All right, if the company's been around that long, technology has changed. It changes every day. But over 20 years, just think how technology has changed. So what was it like? Now, how long have you been with the company?
So I've been with the company about 9 of those 20.
Okay, so about half of the time it's been around.
Yeah, and your point is...
So you've seen a lot of change. How has it changed from the time you started to what you see today?
So the word compliance is really big in this industry. You must be compliant. And it's probably one of the hardest things I've ever kind of had to sell, because you've got every state in the U.S. that has different regulations, criminal data, consent forms, disclosure forms. Everything's different, so every client has a different need. So as a salesperson, as an account rep, we have to really focus on what each of our client needs to grow, what they need to do to be successful, to be compliant, and to provide that comprehensive background. Starting out, you know, there weren't that many vendors. People were scraping public websites. They were looking for data anywhere to bring back for these background screens. But now what's happened is you've got data vendors who are focused on what they call FCRA compliant data. They're very focused on good, clean data, filtering the data, making sure that it's not junk and it is good, clean data that they're running to get your information back to that particular company so they can adjudicate and find out if you are a good fit for hire. The software, as you know, for those in the industry who know about coding, who know about compliance, you're constantly updating your platform. You're always making changes, security patches. They may have one of my integrated vendors might come back and say, hey, we've got a new feature. Let's add that in. You know, we have to get our engineers involved. We have to bring it to. So we have to constantly chase that technology, but that's what makes us strong.
Your part is strategic account manager. So what are your responsibilities with the firm?
Thanks for that opportunity. So I'm given a subset of clients. I have a counterpart as well, and she runs a subset of clients. My focus is to look at every one of my clients, see what they are doing, see what kind of backgrounds they're running, what products are they using, or in my case, what are you not using, and maybe help me understand why you're not using it. I meet with them. I provide an annual business review showing them what their trending is, how much volume they're running, Maybe why was there a dip this month? Or perhaps, what are you doing for your sales? And we'll talk about that. I don't go in as the expert, but I go in as an ambassador, right? And I'll listen to them and I'll talk to them about, how do you find new leads? What are you using? Are you going to a PBSA conference, which is our, you know, conference that we go to? I listen, and then I try to accommodate and wrap around and help them and insulate them to grow.
Yeah, so you know the right questions to ask.
I try.
Yeah. How are you finding, how is the company overall finding new clients?
So, really small industry, and you know, I didn't know much about it, but truthfully, we know everybody in the industry. And kind of what we do is we stay strong, we stay compliant, we stay focused, because what happens is our competitors will fail, or they will have something go wrong. Then they have unhappy clients, which then want to look elsewhere. And we always want to be steadfast and strong, so those clients know that they can come to a safe place at Osseo Data. It's a really small industry, and that's kind of nice because everybody knows everybody. And the thing that I've noticed over the past 5 years is that this industry is starting to dwindle down due to mergers and acquisitions. A lot of the big players are buying up these smaller CRAs, and that's something that's important, right? We got to keep an eye on that. We got to make sure our clients are strong because, you know, they get to a level where they're starting to be looked at by, you know, PE firms, and they want to be acquired.
How does the company stay relevant? You know, as you grow and look to the future, how do you remain strong? How do you remain relevant?
Osseo Data continues to be a leader in the industry by participating and sponsoring in, you know, our industry conventions. We put on our own user groups. We give back to the industry. In addition, you know, I always like to do something that's good. And I've always thought about working at Osseo Data is good because, you know, we're kind of helping to find those bad actors that are out there, right? You know, there's a lot of bad people out there, and these backgrounds are really a way to help locate them and find them so employers don't make a wrong decision.
What is the website where people can find more information?
Yeah, thanks for asking. So it's www.accciodata.com. That's osseodata.com.
All right, Corey, I want to take a little bit of a detour here, talk about you, because you've got quite an interesting story in your background. Talk about some of the things you did before you joined Osseo.
So, pretty fun. My dad was a rocket scientist for NASA. We lived in Houston until I was about six. And when his father passed, the option to move off to a big ranch was an option. And dad said, hey, we're going to go from rockets to ranching. And we did. And we moved to a big ranch and we learned how to build fence, lay pipe, drive a bulldozer and weld. And we did it. It was fun. But when I was 18, I said, Dad, you know, ranching is great. I love it.
Uh-huh.
I'm just going to go see what else the world has to offer. So I went to the University of Texas in Austin, got a degree in broadcast journalism, and went down the 30-year train of being a cameraman and chasing news all over the world, which was a lot of fun. Got to do some pretty interesting things. Did that for a while. My wife and I built the business of some insert studios to service all of the networks. And then I had the opportunity to move into this software world, which to this day I'm super happy with, and I really do like it.
And you also got a chance to work with a former president.
I did. Back in my early news days, George Bush Jr., governor of Texas, lots of prominence in Austin, worked alongside him a lot. When he became presidential contender, I'd always covered him. And he said, hey, you should make sure you try to travel with me. And it got to the point where Fox News Channel called. We had some connections, and I went on staff with them, traveled based out of Dallas, and I traveled everywhere the president went for about 3 years, and it was a lot of fun.
So you were still with him when he was president. So it started before he became president, but then you continued to do that.
All through the campaign run until he got on the airplane and it got labeled Air Force One. We got to fly and do that, and that's, you know, some pretty fun treats to get to chase the campaign trail and, you know, hop into the presidential caravan and run down the streets at 100 miles an hour and do events. It's sometimes you would land in cities and you wouldn't even know where you were.
I can only imagine. What did it say on the business card? Official presidential photographer?
So I think when I was with Fox News Channel, I think I was just, I think they called it White House photographer, something like that, which was fun because being a trusted individual for the president, For example, you can't take 50 cameras into a little coffee shop when he pours coffee for everybody, right? So they send in a pool camera. Well, it was fun for me because I always got to get selected as the pool camera. So I would go in, I would shoot the video with the president, you know, gripping and grinning, pouring coffee. And then they'd take my video and they would just distribute that to all the networks, you know, to make it easier. So it wasn't such a, you know, a gaggle of photographers, you know, it can get kind of busy. So often I got to do the pool stuff, which was a lot of fun. But, you know, they spread that around. But that was a pretty big treat.
You know, back in the days when the president would do things that maybe he didn't want seen or on camera, the press would respect and we're not going to shoot that. We're going to turn our heads the other way. And over years, it's changed now where everybody has a camera and you can't get away with anything. Were there certain rules when you've traveled with the president? Listen, we don't want any photographs here or there. Today, you can't tell anybody what to do because they're going to do whatever they want. But back then, there was a little bit more, I don't know if the word's respect or whatever the case may be for the office, but you would, you know, sometimes you wouldn't photograph everything 24/7.
Yeah, it's a really good point. You know, Dan Rather wrote the book. I think it was The Camera Never Blinks. This was back in the early 90s. It's true. There were some rules set in place by the Secret Service. So it'd be like, look, you know, you're on Air Force One. You're on Air Force One as a passenger. And then you could become a journalist when you step off. Although there were opportunities while on, you know, he would come over to us and talk, and that was fair grounds, right? But nowadays, you are so right. It's a point, Mike, where your cameras, your recording devices, the cameras, you're on wherever you go.
Yeah.
The camera will never stop blinking, and you'll always be in. But yeah, there was a little different respect back in the day. Like, hey, let's put the cameras down. Let's you know, visit. We would do it. But nowadays, it's not the case, right? Cameras are always on, so they have to be careful always when they're in the limelight.
Yeah. Well, great stuff, Kirk. Osseo Data, and the website once again?
ACCIODATA.com. OsseoData.com.
Corey, Kirk, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.